In the latter part of Parshas Lech Lecha, we read about two promises, two wonderful promises that Hashem makes to Avram. First, Hashem promises Avraham his children will multiply and be like the stars in the heavens and the sky. What a wonderful promise and a wonderful prediction. And then Hashem continues and says how those children will eventually inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. However, after that second promise, the wonderful news that Avram receives, he responds somewhat shockingly. And in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Ches, we read about how Avram responded and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bama Eda Ki Irashana. How can I know that I will inherit the land? How can I be sure that my children will truly and lastingly inherit that land? It seems like, at least at first glance, that Avram is questioning or doubting Hashem's promise that him and his children will inherit the land of Israel. In response to this question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avram the command to slaughter and to divide some of the animals into various parts. And we then read about the famous Bris Ben HaBasarim, the covenant of the parts. In the process, Avram has a nevuah, a prophecy, which is revealed that his children will be exiled and enslaved for 400 years until they eventually return to Eretz Yisrael. There's so much to say about this incredibly important section in the Torah, but I think the most basic question that needs to be addressed is, how do we understand Avraham's question? Can we really take it at face value? Was Avram doubting? Was Avram questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I think if any of us had done it, it would be surprising. If any of our children would do it to us when we promised them something good, we might be taken aback. But Avraham, of all people, the paragon of faith, questioning, doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can it be? How can we understand this pasuk? In the words of Chazal, in the Gemara, and in the Midrashim, we find two divergent approaches. The first, we find in the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And there, we read about the interpretation of the famed Amora Shmuel, who explains that in fact, as surprising as it is, we should take the psukim at face value. He refers to Avraham's question and his behavior as Hifriz al midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went too far. He was chutzpahdik. He was doubting. He lacked faith when he asked this question. Shmuel goes so far as to say that it was as a punishment to this lack of faith, this breach of Derech Eretz and the way Avram questioned and talked to Hashem, that Avram's descendants are punished by being exiled to Mitzrayim. In other words, according to Shmuel, and this is actually the immediate context of the Gemara Nedarim, we would wonder, and we're right to wonder, why did the Jewish people merit, why were they punished, I should say, by being sent to Mitzrayim for such a terrible servitude for what ended up being 200 plus years? So, to be honest, there are numerous answers to that question in the Gemara. But it's to answer that question that Shmuel says, you know why they were punished? Because of Avraham's doubt. Because Avraham doubted the ultimate gift of Eretz Yisrael, his children will not be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael forever. Even after his children, Yaakov, grandchild and great-grandchildren, the Shvatim, are living there, eventually a famine will come and they will be removed from the land and held in terrible, terrible servitude in Egypt for 200 plus years. That punishment came and as a result of Avraham's questioning and doubting that we read about in this week's Parsha. However, there is a second approach to Avraham's question, which is far different and far more positive. Rashi actually alludes to this very, very briefly in a few words in his comments to Pasuk Vav, but the original source, which is more elaborate, comes from the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in Parsha Mem Daled. And there, the Tana, Rabbi Chanina, tells us that in fact, you shouldn't take the Pasuk at face value. When Avraham said these words, Amar lo kikorei tagar. He was not complaining or doubting Hashem. Don't go with what our first impression was. Rather, he says, Ella amar lo be'ezes chus. In other words, so ingeniously, Rabbi Chanina explains, Avram wasn't asking, how do I know, Hashem, you will give us this present? Of course, Avram never doubted it. Chas v'shalom. If Hashem said he'd give us a present, Avraham had no doubt that he would give it to us. His question was, once you give it to us, how will we merit to hold on to that gift? Even if it's ours, but if we misbehave, if we aren't worthy, Hashem could take it away. But me'eda, what will I know? How do I know? What can I do to make sure that my children are able to keep the gift? To which the Medrash says, what was Hashem's answer and reply? Amar lo, bikaparos. Don't worry, even if they sin, Hashem says there'll be a mechanism for them to achieve kapara, forgiveness. Bikaparos sh'anino sein lefanecha. And there, says Rabbi Chanina, that's why right after this we read about Hashem telling Avram to slaughter animals and to offer karbonos. In other words, it wasn't random. Rather, Hashem is telling Avram, just like you are going to offer these karbonos, your children will have an opportunity to offer the karbonos, and as part of that sacrificial service, in that merit, your children will be able to keep Eretz Yisrael. In fact, Rabbi Chanina goes on in some detail to show how each of the different animals mentioned in this section that are part of the Bris Ben Besarim correspond to various karbonos that the Jewish people will be able to give throughout the ages to achieve kapara. It's worth noting that there's a parallel to this medrash in the Gemara Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph, and there, more directly you see, and more elaborately, Avram asking Hashem, what will I do if my children sin? How will they keep the land? Or will you destroy them like you destroyed Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga? So Hashem says, no, I won't do that. To which Avram responds, Bame'eda, well, with what merit? What can I tell my children to do? How can I teach them? What do they need to do in order to avoid that terrible fate? To which Hashem responds, with the karbonos. And what about if there are no karbonos anymore and there's no Beis HaMikdash? So there the Gemara says, Hashem told Avram, well, if they read the psukim, they learn the karbonos, that'll be sufficient. In other words, we have this second approach from the Gemara and the Medrash. Not Avram doubting Hashem, but rather him trying to understand by what merit we will be able to keep and merit Hashem's gift to us.